America news you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 27, Pretoria and Sydney 29, Rustenburg 32 grade.
Got a ramp closure in Randburg because of a truck crash. It's Mullibongwe Drive West, no access to the N1 North, and Eldorado Park still dealing with the delays on the N12 West as you approach the Golden Highway exit.
2 months wat daarvan beskuldig word dat hulle 9 mense by 'n taverne in Pienaar en Mpumalanga vermoor het, het hulle formele borgtog aansoeke laat vaar. Hulle het vandag vlugtig in die Bokweni landrolhof verskyn. Cliff Shiko berig.
Bongani Nkosi en Mduduzi Lubisi face multiple charges including that of murder, attempted murder, robbery with aggravating circumstances and possession of unlicensed firearm. On the 11th of January this year, the two allegedly entered the tavern and opened fire on patrons, killing 6 people on the scene. 3 others succumbed to their injuries in hospital. The exact motive for the shooting remains unknown. The case resumes in court on the 28th of March. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Die polisie in Gauteng het 'n soektog van stapel gestuur na 2 verdagtes, 'n man buite die Linnaeus landrolhof doodgeskiet het. Die 27-jarige slagoffer was 'n getuie in 'n moordsaak in Eldorado Park, polisie woordvoerder Willa Masondo.
It is reported that the deceased was standing outside the court when he was accosted by 2 armed suspects who shot at him without saying a word. He was declared dead on the scene.
'N onwettige mynwerker is doodgeskiet en nog een is gewond in 'n skietgeveg met Metropolisie en Primrose Ekurhuleni. Ekurhuleni Metropolisie woordvoerder Tabiso Magato sê wetstoepassingsspanne het vroeg vanoggend 'n klopjag op onwettige mynbedrywighede in die gebied uitgevoer. Met hul aankoms het 'n groep mans op die polisie losgebrand.
Officers were confronted by a group of males who opened fire at the officers using a rifle. Officers responded and a shootout ensued, which led to one suspect being fatally wounded. One suspect was wounded during the shootout and taken to OR Tambo Memorial by Gauteng Emergency Services.
Die regering van Lesotho het sy steun aan Suid-Afrika beloof met die repatriasie van die liggame van Basotho-burgers wat in die Stilfontein myn in Noordwes vasgekeer was. Lesotho se minister van Binnelandse Sake, Lebona Lepeana, het aan die SAIK gesê hulle wag op amptelike kommunikasie aangesien baie oorledenes onbekend is weens 'n gebrek aan dokumentasie.
We still don't know how many of Basotho national are there. Our Basotho are applying for the Lesotho exemption permit. It seems like the ministry is facing a lot of challenges. So when we apply, it takes just too long for our people to get accepted or granted such a permit.
En ten slotte die bekende onafhanklike kunstbioskoop Majestic Bastille in die hartjie van Parys het sy deure oopgemaak vir 'n baie spesiale gehoor. Honne van alle groottes vergesel deur hul eienaars. Watter fliek het hulle gekyk? The Lady and the Tramp. Die fliek wat in 1955 vrygestel is, vertel die verhaal van hoe Lady, 'n skoothondjie, wat Trump of Tramp rather ontmoet, 'n vriendelike straatbrak met hart van goud. Ek is Chanel September net weer die hoofnuus. Die eer 2 men accused of killing 9 people at a tavern in Pienaar in Mpumalanga have abandoned their formal bail applications.
And now 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
2 August ago, I told the truth, oh, but you didn't like it. You went home. You're in your pants, I'm by the gate. Now you go alone. Charm all the people you train for, you mean well, but aim low. And I'll make it known, like I'm getting paid. That's just the way